Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Yeah, and that was, the broadcast was talking about the kicking balls, right? These K balls, that there's a rule change here. And then Pat McAfee kind of explained it more, and he obviously punted the league, so he knows what he's talking about when it comes to this. I'm wondering, are we just going to expect a bunch of like 58 plus yard field goals on a regular basis? Because the K balls are now going to be allowed to be brought to the game by the teams. So essentially they can warm up the football, something they couldn't do before.
They
for
only
kickers.
Had like 30 minutes. They had like a, it was like a clock.
Timer. McAfee said he thinks by his estimation, there is a 10 to 15 yard swing in a well broken in football versus a football fresh out of the box. So he's saying like, hey, don't be surprised to see some long, long field goals. And we know kickers have been kicking further than ever anyway, but I think we're going to see multiple 65-yard field goals this year.
If that's the case, you know what it is? I'm kind of adamantly against this. I thought kicking has already gotten too easy for the NFL. And now you just told me you made it significantly easier? Or here's the question I have for you, though. Do I think now they can make those kicks? Yes, Gold. I think that based on everything we're reading, former kickers, everybody talking about it, it seems clear that this is going to impact the games. And for the Chiefs, who have one of the biggest leg kickers in the NFL and one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history, this seems like an advantage. Are you attempting a 65-yard field goal that's going to give the team the ball on their own 40-yard line or your 40-yard line if you miss? The only time these extra long kicks are coming into play is at the end of the game. In the sense, Gold, that is, if I only leave them 22 seconds on the clock and they got to get a field goal to tie it for me, that ain't enough anymore. One catch and they're in field goal range. This is only going to factor at the end of the game in the most crunch moments, I think, because I don't think someone's going to attempt a 63-yarder that's going to give the other team halfway to a touchdown.
Yeah, it's going
to
be end of halves and that kind of stuff. Crucial moment. I'm with you. Yeah, we're not going to see a first drive of the game. If it's a fourth and four and it's a 65-yard field goal, I don't think they're going to be sending out Harrison Butker that early in the game for the reason you pointed out. But I think we're going to see multiple 65-yarders made this year. If this is true, if McAfee's right, and he knows what he's talking about when it comes to kicking.
Yeah.
You know, if that's an extra 10 or 15 yards every kick, let's say your kicker's range normally is 55 to 56.
A 60 has already been 60. Oh, can he make a 75-yarder?
I'm just talking about like the average kicker. Butker's obviously better than that, like in terms of distance. So I think if somebody's range is technically a comfortable 55 to 57, you got to extend it out to 60 plus now.
I kind of don't like this from an Andy Reid perspective. From a Chiefs-specific part of this content, I think having as good of a kicker as Harrison Butker has made Andy even more conservative than the level of conservative I want him to be anyway. I would like him to be the Dan Campbells of the world. I would like him to go for more fourth downs. And I think the comfort of knowing it's three, and I know it's three. It's not a question if it will be, maybe it won't be. If he's 52 yards out, that's three, and it's fourth and two. And because he knows with 90% certainty in his brain, I got points, he doesn't go for it because of the confidence in his kicker. If all of a sudden the guy from 52, it's nothing, and really his range is 70 out, I think it makes Andy even more conservative in that regard. Where I think with the offense and the weapons they have, I would like Andy to go for more.
Or are you more aggressive?
Take more chances.
I don't know how or are you more aggressive because you know your opponent can easily get into field goal range if it's going to be 65 yards.
Yeah, maybe you go for more touchdowns late.
We'll see how it plays out.
It does
out.
Feel like there's a strategy part of this that we haven't seen yet, especially because this is the first year of this implemented change. Will they stick with it? I don't know. If everyone's just banging 66 yarders before half, it feels like it's going to have an impact on the final scores of these games. Should I be taking overs, Gold? What do you think?
I don't know if it's to that. I wouldn't adjust that yet, but it's something to keep an eye on, certainly.
To think that a team's going to be, if the Chiefs have 4th-and-1 from the 50 and Andy's like, we're going to kick this field goal. That's a ridiculous decision.
Correct. I would agree with that.
First quarter, it's a 60-yard kick. I don't think they're going to send Harrison Butker out there. I think they'll punt. I think Andy will take the penalty and punt.
Or just go for it.
If it's 4th-and-2, I'd like him to just go for it.
Yeah.
Because that's even, in my mind, that's less risky than attempting the field goal.
If you have,
because they get 7 less yards in addition to it in the field position.
The thing that I don't get at times is Andy Reid has what everybody I think agrees on, except for some people, the best quarterback in the NFL. Why are you not trusting him to get you 2 yards? He can't get you 2 yards.
It's just not the way Andy plays.
Don't
man.
Run the ball on 4th-and-2. Don't run it on 4th-and-1. You don't even need to. Don't think about QB sneaking football, anything. Throw the football and trust the best quarterback in the league that you're paying all that money to.
Who's one of the more clutch runners, too.
Yes.
It's just not who he is.
I don't understand why he doesn't do it more often, because if Dan Campbell can trust Jared Goff, then Andy Reid should be able to trust Patrick Mahomes every single time to get one single solitary yard. It doesn't even matter if they're on their own side of the field.
Drew, the short answer is it doesn't cost him. It might cost some other team. It might.
That's because the defense steps up.
That's
why I know.
It's not just the defense. That's not what. That's certain. Don't lump me in with that.
No, it is. Because they get the ball. No.
Oh, boy.
Hang on a second.
Oh,
if you're going to punt it from the 50 on 4th-and-1, you are relying on your defense to get you the ball back.
You, in a way, yes, but it's not. It's just more about the fact that there is a point with the Chiefs, and I think that this is the part that you haven't come around on, Drew, that you probably should. I can critique things that I would do a little bit different in game, this, that, when it comes to the Chiefs. But I can't just bang the table and be like, what they're doing is idiotic. The success.
The results
is,
are there.
I'm not saying what he's doing
the
is wrong. I just don't understand.
The success is too high for me to just be like, well, there's just no way. I'm saying I'd like Andy to be a little more aggressive. It would bring me joy if he did that. And I think that there's an advantage.
How much easier it could
but it's
be.
Not like it's burning him, you know? So I can't really I can't say Andy's an idiot for not going for more 4th downs. That's crazy. I can't go that far. I can just politely request that he goes for more and hope that it would make a difference if he did. Gold, you and I have talked about this. I mean, there's a point of you can question, but you can only question to a certain degree with Andy because of the success.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's...
But this is the same thing. I think I'm going to still have the stance of one time it's going to burn him, and it's going to burn him really badly, and it's going to cost him a game that means something. It's going to be a playoff game, and it's going to cost you, and it's going to be like, man, you have to... I'm not saying he's wrong by doing it, obviously, because he's had success, but it would make it so much easier if you could score a touchdown on a drive when you can trust your quarterback, who's the best in football, to get you 1 yard and make the right decision, than punting and hoping your defense can make a play. Thankfully, for the Chiefs, they have to this point, and it hasn't cost them anything. But it feels like if you're more aggressive, I don't know how many more points that equivalates to, but you can make it so much easier where you're not stressing out late in games like you were all year last year.
But if they win them, they don't care.
I mean, it's the NFL. I think it's the NFL. Most games are going to be very close again all year. I don't know if they're going to have 17 straight one-score game wins and all that, continuing that. But they're going to be in close games throughout the season. It's the NFL. I mean, this is why the Cowboys should not have been 8.5-point underdogs last night. They're just teams are the gap is not as large as we think it is in the NFL compared to college football or whatever. But you were very interested in this kicking topic. So do you want to officially be the ball watcher? Do you want to watch the balls this year for us?
I'm not interested in it like that. Are you asking me?
Yes, now, you got to play the drop of Drew talking about decorating his own, you know?
I figured you wanted to be locked into those this year for kicking.
I'm not dusty. I'm not locked in that sort of way.
We're just checking. I was just checking, Drew.
I'm about to get the dusty into this. I did say dusty does seem to focus on the middle part of the shorts for a lot of people.
All right, up next, Josh.
Off the rip, too. It's not even it's like after 15 minutes, it's like, hey, did you notice this? No, I didn't, Dusty. I didn't.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.